Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Big Thinker Academy, providing professional solutions for maximizing human potential. Definitely you want to visit our website at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Stay tuned for the nonverbal workshop, that is the art of reading body language, on February 21st, 2012. What a way to start your new year off. If you are in sales, you're in marketing, human resource, law enforcement, security, this is a workshop that you want to attend. It will be taught by former U.S. intelligence agents and also officers. So go to www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Academy and check out the art of reading body language. Well, Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women. And it's first, you know, our purpose is to do what? As we always say, first, we must inspire and encourage you, the listener. And second, we love to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And today is another fabulous Monday. We're almost ready for the holiday season. It's December 12, 2011. And I hope you're as excited about your future as I am. Because trust me, no matter what it looks like, it is bright. Turn your expectant level on high. I tell you what, this quote came to me today, and I think about all the little things we think about, those little sayings. Well, I just say this is a myth buster. You ever heard people say a watch pot never boils? Well, I'm here to say that it does. It's called expectation. So if you expect it, turn it on, and I'm telling you, whatever you expect, you shall receive it. So you know what? We are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So do us a favor and spread the word. Now I want to give a huge thank you to the Lincoln Lounge here on Blog Talk Radio for selecting and featuring our show, Wealthy Sisters, among some of the best conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. Have you all seen the new Lincoln MKX? I'm telling you, it's a sharp ride. It really, really is. And it's filled with the latest technology as well that will continue to make your local and long distance drives very smooth. I mean, you know what? That would make a lovely Christmas gift for someone special. So visit the Lincoln Lounge here on Blog Talk Radio for more details. Well, you know, my little 8-year-old daughter, she keeps me in stitches, and she's learned this new catchphrase, "Can this get any better?" She says this when she's extra excited about something. And, of course, my answer is always a resounding yes, yes, yes. Well, that's how I feel about today's show. You know, every week we're honored and proud and blessed to be able to deliver you the best, the audience that you are, the world's greatest content. And today's show, we're doing it again with the fourth part of our continuing series, Wealthy Direct Sales Women, in celebration of our highly anticipated new release, Wealthy Direct Sales Women book. You've got to go to WealthyDirectSalesWomen.com right now and check it out. Well, today's show, we are featuring some of the top women in the industry. I have the privilege of interviewing the young woman who has created, I like to say, her own Bentley Club, Miss Lisa Cloud, Lisa Nicole Cloud, that is, and she has leaders all across the country, and also the legendary, phenomenal, just Miss Classy herself. She is the epitome of class, millionaire several times over, Miss Carol Wall. So you know what I need you to do right now. Mark your calendars. You go and call everybody, text them, tweet them, Facebook them, tell them to dial in right now, 347-838-9278. They want to catch this show right away. 347-838-9278. Some awesome nuggets will be shared with you today. You can always follow us at Wealthy Sisters on Twitter and Facebook as well. And also, you're logged here on the Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us here as well. So let me just introduce to you the phenomenal women that we have on our show today. We're going to actually switch up a little bit and start out with the legendary Miss Carol Wall. She is fantastic. You know, she paints the picture of major success in network marketing, direct sales, just like, you know, the president. Carol works from home without the near pressure. She has earned, get this, her MBA, which is the massive bank account, all right, using Auburn as her vehicle to personal success and financial freedom. Carol joined Auburn 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, actually, after a 10-year great career at Xerox. She chose to embrace Auburn as an entrepreneurial business builder. Since then, Carol has paid off one nice home, then built her dream home in a gated golf community in Brentwood, Tennessee. So you all know where that is. You know what she's doing. Auburn, the wellness, nutritional, and skincare company, has recognized Carol at her global conferences for various honors, such as the number one in Parade of Champions, the number one President's Award, number one Vice President's Parade of Champions, I mean number one personal sponsor. She is just number one. And Carol consistently is listed in her team in the top 25 of Auburn's Millionaire Dollar Club. So when we come back from this short break, I have the pleasure of introducing you to Miss Carol Wall.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategy.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, yes, we are live and we're back on the Wealthy Sisters. Want to say hello to everybody that's signed on. I tell you, these lines are packed out, and we see you there in the chat room. Welcome, 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 and happy holidays to everyone. You know, we're just so excited, and like I said earlier, we have our expectancy level on high for 2012. So the more we all focus on that, guess what? The more you will see your dreams become a reality. Well, today's show is going to be a great one, just as always, and I am not going to hold her from you any longer. We want to introduce to you none other than the legendary Miss Carol Wall. Hello, Miss Carol.
Hello, Deborah. Gosh, who could live up to all the things you say about me?
I tell you, who could, honey? You already have. That is a big past tense and continuously doing it.
Well,
thank you.
We just have a lot of thank you. I enjoy doing this, and I hope I can say something important. We'll see.
Well, you always do, and, you know, that's what I really love about you. You are so humble. You really, just being a part of our project, we really thank you for that. This wonderful book that's coming out the first part of next year, Wealthy Direct Sales Women, and you even taking the time to be on the show today. So I just want everybody to be, just to have the privilege of knowing you and just the power that you have in your humility. So we thank you and applaud you today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. So tell us, we know you are in Tennessee, But where did you grow up, and what went into making what we see today?
I was born in Nashville, and you know, you don't meet many people that are that live here, that actually live in Brentwood, which is a suburb of Nashville. But I mean, I was born here. I have lived in a couple of other places, but let's see, I lived in Houston, Texas. I've lived in Los Angeles, and I am at my home, and I don't plan to go anywhere else.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, did you ever imagine the lifestyle that you have today? Did you were your parents entrepreneurs?
No.
How did you get on this path?
No, well, my best friend from high school became president of Arbonne. Rita Davenport's her name. She's no longer the president, but she was very influential in my success. And she talked to me for 3 years. Anybody that knows who Rita Davenport is knows that she talked to me for 3 years. And I'm going, my goodness, you know, surely she'd want me to be successful. And I was at Xerox, and I thought I was a big deal there, you know. And they don't plan for you to make too much money there. And she kept telling me I needed to be building my own legacy. And, you know, the teacher arrives when the student is ready. And so I wasn't ready, and I listened for 3 years, and I went to the mailbox, and I got this fabulous magazine out of the mailbox, and she was in this, what I call a beaded long gown, sitting at the baby grand piano with the founder of our company, Petter Morick, and he was in black tux and just looking so good, you know. And I thought, oh my goodness, look at this. She, you know, she lives in Phoenix, and I was in Brentwood, Tennessee, and I just didn't see the whole picture. And so, no, I didn't start out here. And it took me, I'm a slow start. It took me 3 years to figure out that that's what I wanted to do, and brought it to this side of the country. And Lord have mercy, I now have a national vice president that's in my success line in Australia, one in Canada.
Wow.
And I'm going, holy cow, you know, that's pretty awesome. So I almost say it was an accident. It was desperation that put me in the business. And you know, it just, I never thought that I would be that wealthy or anything. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, when you started in this industry, I know, and coming from the corporate background that you came from, how was that transition for you with your family? I mean, I can imagine maybe your friends, did they think something was wrong with you for making that transition?
Yeah, they thought I was having a breakdown and having a real crisis. And I remember my daughter was with Ralph Lauren, and she was at the mall, and she had just graduated from college, and she thought, oh, Mom's just having a breakdown. Well, about after I'd been in the business 3 years, then she came to me, Mom, tell me about this Arbonne thing. And so, you know, and so then she became a vice president with us. And so it just, pretty soon people get tired of the rat race that goes on with corporate America. And if you can just keep hanging in there long enough with somebody, they'll be tired of it too. And they'll, anybody with a lot of get up and go will be tired of it. Let me put it that way. Some people have to be told what to do. Other people want to go out and make things happen.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started on your journey. And we know we have people that are all over the world that's tuned in, and they're all in several companies. And what we love, you know, the principles stand true no matter what company you're in. Of course, there'll be details that are different that you need to know about your service or your product. But tell us, what were some of the fundamental things that you did when you got started, and what helped, and what you realized, you know, you could improve upon?
Well, I could improve upon everything, because I feel like I learned, I did everything wrong, and then I would learn from it. And so, you know, you start out, and a friend that I didn't know before Arbonne, she would come over to the house, and then she was the first person that joined my business. And then I said, I looked at her and I said, well, what about Monday nights? Will you bring somebody, and I'll bring somebody? And the next thing I knew, my house was full of people. And so in one room we would do an opportunity presentation. In another room we would do a makeup class. And in another room we'd do training. And that stayed what we did for a long time. And that did work.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, you try things and you go, ooh, I do it different, you know. I don't think I've ever done a class to where I came away feeling like I did it all right, you know. And so, and that's okay, too. That's, you know, you learn from that and you try to figure out, okay, what could I do different? What could I do better? And sometimes you have the what we call the mascara demonstration, where somebody just buys a token mascara. And one of the first classes that I did many years ago, I went to Woodbury, Tennessee, wherever that is. I still don't know. I live in Middle Tennessee, and I don't know. But I went to Woodbury, and this woman that was going to do the class, she didn't tell me that she kept three-year-olds. And she didn't tell me that all the mothers smoked. And so there I was, allergic to smoke, and we were sitting around her kitchen table, and all these kids were running and screaming. And so there was a token mascara purchased, and I cried all the way home. I thought, oh, what have I done? What have I done? And, you know, and by the time I got home, I talked to myself, and I said, you know, but I did this for the Wall Foundation. And, you know, so I got myself all psyched back up after that. But, you know, not everything is perfect, and usually it's just inch by inch, life is a cinch. And so you just have to keep on keeping on, you know. And you dream up, you dream it, and then you do it. Dream it, do it. Dream it, do it.
Dream it,
you know?
Wow.
Dream it and do it,
So you can dream it. So it sounds like maybe you're saying the difference between a dream and a wish is actually putting the action to it.
Yeah, that is so true, because, you know, everybody wants that white Mercedes. That's our company car. And everybody will tell me, yeah, I want that car, but you've got to be willing to do what it takes to get the car. And, you know, it takes talking to a lot of people. They say that the sale is made on the eighth call. In statistics of sales, the eighth call, well, how many people do you know that would call you back eight times? You know, usually if you get a second call, that's pretty courageous of somebody, you know. But if the sale is made on the eighth call, then you've got to really keep on keeping on.
And so you're talking about the sale on the eighth call, and so that brings up the subject of numbers. You know, when it's someone that's just getting started or someone that's been in the industry for a while, how important are numbers or your contact list? Is that
Ooh,
something
the contact
that...
list, that's one of the first things that we try to get people to do, is to sit down and do at least 100 names, because they say that every person, really, if you sit down and think about it, you know almost 300 people. And so if you can get 100 names down on a list, and then you can go back and find out, all right, who do you have the most influence with of those 100 names? Who would be, who really has a lot of energy and wants to go and be somebody, you know? Because some people, they just think their husband's going to go and be somebody. Or they think that their life is devoted to their children, which that's a great thing, too. You know, everything in moderation. But then you've got to find out who you are and the different, the journey that you're on. Just, you know, life just changes so gradually. And so I look back on things and I go, gosh, why didn't I just quit when it got hard? Why didn't I quit and go away? And it's just not who I am. I remember at Xerox one time, I went to Leesburg to school, and I was what they called an older hire at the time, because they hired just straight out of college. And I remember all those fresh young minds were just fantastic. And there I was in my 30s, and I felt like, holy cow, I'll never keep up with them all. You know, and so I stood in the shower and I just cried and cried, and I thought I'd go home if I could, but I can't. And so, you know, that's just sort of the type thing that comes to mind, where a lot of people sit down and quit forever, or they quit for 90 days, or they quit for 6 months, or they'll tell me, well, now I'm just going to see where this goes, and I just want to have a slow business. And I used to say, that's what I want is a slow business, slow boat to China. I don't want a slow business. Come on, let's be a dynamo.
Yeah, but you learned to change those words, huh?
Yeah, let's be a dynamo. And, you know, so, I mean, I just, I'm just amazed sometimes that, and then timing is everything. You know, I have to go back and remember that Rita talked to me for 3 years, and I just didn't get it. And so that's why I try to be patient and teach people that, you know, just keep in touch with people. We call it dripping on them, to where you just keep talking about it, keep talking about it. And when the timing's right, maybe they'll decide to do something. But, you know, but now our business, we laugh and say, he who dies with the most ID numbers wins. And that just means that everybody gets a discount, and you just go find all your friends that want a discount. Nobody wants to pay retail.
Well, let me ask you. We have a question in our chat room. Terry wants to know, what talk to about cold calling. Have you done any cold calling before?
Well, I used to, and I don't like it. I just plain don't like it. I don't want to do it. I just don't think that that you have to do it that way. And I guess it depends on the product that you have. But, you know, with skincare and nutritionals, you want to work someone's warm market. And so you've got a friend who's got some friends, and they know a lot of people you don't know. And so you're just trying to get acquainted with their warm market. And in their warm market, you just think, if you sit down with six people and talk about your business, those six people, if they know 300 people somewhere in their lives, that's a lot of people. And so, you know, I just like a warm market much better than a cold market. Even though I was at Xerox, I called on big corporations. And I wouldn't have made it in the, I'd say I wouldn't have made it. I probably wouldn't have taken the job if they had put me in with the small businesses where you had to make 50 calls a day.
I've heard that
some of the direct sales companies, that for you to be successful, you have to make all these calls a day. And so, you know, I just think that's a lot of pressure.
Well, you know, in a lot of times people think that what you just said, and I trust everyone got it, that the warm market is from your people that you know and the people that they know. That's considered warm market. Sometimes people think calling those individuals might be cold calls. So that's great that you brought that point up, that, you know, it's tapping into others' warm markets, always getting that referral of, you know, someone, especially if you sell a product or a service. It's nothing wrong with asking, you know, who do you know might want the same product?
Who do you know that cares what they look like? Who do you know that wants to lose some weight? Who do you know? You know, and so you just have to ask, and people have trouble asking sometimes.
Why do you think people have trouble asking?
Well, it's either the fear of rejection, of somebody's not going to want to do it, or, you know, it's hard. It's sort of hard to pinpoint, I think, why people don't want to do it. And maybe it's the way that you ask. Maybe it's the way that I ask. Because sometimes people, like I had a bathroom party over here, and we had a whole lot of people in the bathroom, and we got the video on Facebook and all this stuff. And I get this email from this friend I had invited, and she said she was going to do something, and then she said, and then I'm going to a purse party. And I thought, well, wonder what kind of party she thinks I'm having over here, you know, because I mean, you know, she uses my product. Maybe she just thinks she would tell me what she wants and she'll buy it. But I thought, okay, you know, and you just don't put skincare up against jewelry and purses and all that, because people are, the way that our eyes work, we're just excited, you know, we're about whether it's purses or whether it's jewelry or whatever it is, we're excited about that for the moment, but yet your face is the first thing that enters the room.
So
you know,
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just I don't even know what I was going to say, so you go ahead.
I apologize. I didn't make you lose that thought.
I didn't mean for that to happen. Tell us, too, now. We know that you, you know, have had 20-plus years in this industry. And you've kind of mentioned some of the things. What do you suggest for people that might be in a new situation or might be in a situation where they feel like they really want to give up? What kind of principles can you share with them?
Well, you've got to treat it like a business from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm,
and I think a lot of people just say, well, I'm going to try this for 30, 60, 90 days, and if it doesn't work out. And so you've got to really treat it like a business. That's the number one thing that I tell people, because most people don't treat my kind of business like it's a real business.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk a lot about building a million-dollar team that, you know, and so a lot of I wish I had known more about that at the beginning, and I don't think I did. I didn't start this business to be a millionaire, but you know, but it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And there's a great quote by Jim Rohn, if I can remember it, that is, don't join your business to become a millionaire. Join it for what it can do for you. And I'm paraphrasing. And I thought, oh, the personal growth that comes from really doing the very best job that you can, and the confidence that comes, because I didn't have confidence when I first started my business. And now I'm going, oh, look at my big office here and my chandelier that's hanging in my office. And I thought, I'm here with no makeup on, good skin, but no makeup on. And so I'm going, I've got a face for radio today. Did I answer that question? Did I do enough about it? All right.
Yes, you did. And talk to us about that confidence. How important is confidence? Because you said this is something that you gained, and that obviously that's something is important to you. Tell us
very
more about that.
Very important to have the confidence, because I still get nervous at everything I do. You know, like when I knew I was going to do this morning, I wouldn't have been late calling in on this call. It was just very important to me, and yet I get a little bit nervous. But I think that's just a real good indication that you care and that you're trying to do the best you can. And just came into my mind, one of the ENVPs that Arbonne talks about, that the first class that she did, she nearly swallowed her tongue. And, you know, she just said, I was so nervous, I couldn't stand it. And she just got better and better. She still got nervous, but she got better and better. And I think that's just what we've got to do, is to keep on trying to improve what we do and to be a learner of your industry, whatever that is. You've got to learn everything, but you can't just have paralysis. I call it analysis paralysis, where you're just trying to learn everything before you go and do, because we're in a learn and go business, you know, that you just you make a lot of mistakes, and you just hope that you can outrun the mistakes with something good that you do. And don't beat yourself up too much. If you mess up, just tell the person there, I wish I had done more of this, to be able to say, you know, you too could be an MVP. I just messed up that presentation, and they're still going to send me a check. That is just the way our business works, and I can be a screw-up all day long, and they're still going to mail me the check.
Well, you know, it's so important. I love it, though, because, first of all, people do appreciate you and appreciate individuals that are real and that are authentic. And just like you said, if you show that, hey, I messed up, and many times people don't even really know that you've done something or said something. It wasn't quite right, or maybe you could have added this or that. You know, people, most times they don't know that. But, you know, the fact that you're human and you're saying, you can laugh at yourself. I've found that people really, really appreciate that. Haven't you?
Yeah.
You found that.
And the laugh at yourself. myself. Oh, I tell you what, I am a riot over here, and I laugh at myself a lot, just a lot, because it's really hard to get it all right. You know, as much as I would love to tell you, it just doesn't happen. And, you know, just, but I do treat my business like a business and don't hang out too long with the wrong people that are not real positive and upbeat. And, you know, I think about what if my mother had not bought product from me? And I look back on that and I go, oh, that would I have quit if she had not bought product for me? There are plenty of others that didn't, but you've got certain people that are so important to you that when they don't want to cooperate, you know. And, of course, with my daughter, I didn't give her any product at all. She would have to come to me to get some because she was always down at the mall and she was just a snob for all the stuff. You know, and so, but when she started standing on her feet and getting a little bit wiser and older, you know, you begin to go, oh, so that's what retail is, huh? And so I'm always saying, if I go to the, if you ever see me at the mall, ask me if I'm lost, because I just don't go to the mall. And I, you know, when I first left my corporate job, I would say, okay, I'm going to sleep till I want to get up, and I'm going to do this, that, and other. Well, hey, you can't do that if you run a business. I tried it for a while, and pretty soon I thought, no, something's wrong with this. So now, still today, I am up between 6 and 6:30 every day. Now, I don't have to get out and fight the traffic like I used to, and I don't really do alarm clocks unless I'm catching a plane or something. You know, but it is just fantastic to call the shots yourself of how you want your business to be and how you are. And so, I mean, there's so many wonderful people that are looking for an opportunity to do something exceptional. And this allows you to go be somebody, you know, just go be somebody. And at the time, I didn't realize it. I said it was desperation that sent me on this path because as I left Xerox, I was trying to figure out, well, what am I going to go do? And, of course, they make you feel like you're all washed up. But you know when you get on the elevator and you start crying that and you're going up to your business, you know that's not good. You've got to get out of there. You know, you got to get out of there. I don't care what's going on. You got to get out of there. And so that was sort of where I was. And then it forces you to make decisions in other directions. And I went and interviewed with another major company. And I thought, golly, this is just more of the same. Why would I do that? And so then I started talking to my friend that was talking about building a legacy. That sounded like a lot more fun than what I was doing.
And all the while, you raised, you were single at this time with your children?
No, I was married at the time. Yeah, I was married the whole time until recently. Until the last 5 years. Yeah, the last 5 years. And both of my children are area managers in my business on their way to vice president. And my daughter was a vice president, and she chose the man over the business. And, you know, you can do that. You've got choices, and that's another big thing is I love the choice of doing what I want to do when I want to do it to grow my business.
How important is that for women, you think, to be able to have a choice?
Very important, because a lot of women spend their lives working for their family, not working for, but building up their children. And one of the best things you can do for your children is to be successful yourself. So, you know, you can't put your career path in front of your family, in front of God. You've got to get your priorities straight. But I always say that you pray like it's all up to God, but you work like it's all up to you.
And I remember. That. Oh, I love it. I love it. I apologize. I didn't want to cut you off there. You just made me think about when we were doing an interview for the book, which everyone has to go to Wealthy Direct Saleswomen and click on Carol Wall. You'll be able to get the book from her. But and it's coming out first of 2012. But I remember we talked about, as women, a lot of times, like you said, we spend a lot of time on our children, which is so important. We have to do that. But sometimes we, in the midst of everything, we kind of maybe put our goals or our dreams on the shelf, or we kind of forget or lose. And then a lot of times you see people when they become what they call empty nesters, they become depressed because they don't really have a plan. Or have something else to take all that energy and put that energy on. And you mentioned something very interesting about your retirement, you know, and why you said it's wise for people to make sure they take care of their retirement first as opposed to the children's retirement.
Yeah, you know, just like when you get on a plane and they talk about the oxygen mask, and when it drops down, you put the mask on yourself first, then on the people around you, you know?
And so
you've got to be able to prepare yourself for retirement. And I laugh at my kids all the time. I tell them that I'm going to live forever. So they've decided they better get out and get very successful themselves. And that retirement putting away, I think I have read, you know, to put away 15% of the money that you make. And that's a lot. That's a lot to put away. But when you begin to figure up, if you've saved, oh, let's say if you saved $1 million and you're going to live another 30 years, then you divide the 30 into the $1 million and see how much you're going to have year that you can spend. And it really doesn't amount to that much, you know. And that could be a little scary. We don't want to depress everybody about that, because what people tell me all the time is they haven't even thought about retirement, or they haven't put any money back. And if they work for a company that matches what they do, that would be just critical to do. And so, I mean, I was, I don't know how old I was, maybe 35 before I started saving for retirement. But they say if you'll just save a little bit from the time you're like 20 years old, it doesn't take very much for it to add up. You know, and then then learning about investing, like this morning, like every morning now I read the Wall Street Journal. And I think that is just a fascinating newspaper. And, you know, we've just got to grow ourselves. And so I used to read another business, Investor's Business Daily. I used to read that every day. So now I've switched to the Wall Street Journal. And I'm going, wow, okay, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. I never would have known it, you know, if I hadn't have read that. So we've got to be informed. We've got to stretch ourselves, try to be as positive as possible. I'm going to send you this. I'm just looking at the invitation to the bathroom party. I'm going to send this to Deborah. It was so much fun, and the invitation was adorable. My son put that together, Chris. And it was just cute as could be. Sip and shop. Sip and shop networking.
And that shows creativity there. It also shows us the size of your bathroom. You had a bathroom party.
Oh, Lordy, yeah.
But Tell us about that
moment. We were all over the house. It wasn't just in the bathroom, but it was fun.
From the bathroom, huh?
How many times do you ever drink champagne in the bathroom? We had champagne in the bathroom.
Now you got to tell us about, you know, some of those awesome moments. You shared one of the funny moments with the cigarettes and the 3 year olds. Tell us about that dream moment when you were able to pay off your home and then build your dream home there in Nashville. Tell us about that experience.
That was very, very cool. About 4 miles from where I live today, my Arbonne money paid off the home that I lived in, and it was a very nice home. And since then, the people that bought it, I wish I'd had the vision they had. They've added on, and they have made it just a very valuable home. They've had it professionally lighted for Christmas, And, oh, does it look beautiful? And I thought, I'm going to do that next year. Why didn't I do that on the outside this year? The inside's beautiful with a couple of Christmas trees. But I thought, next year I'm going to do lights outside. And to have the choice to be able to say, okay, I'm going to do it. And the choice to take my children at Christmas time to Cancun. I mean, how fun is that? And so this Christmas, we're going to Cancun. And last Christmas, we went to Cancun. And, I mean, just to have the money to do the things that you would have done a long time ago if you'd had the money. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I would have thought about it back then. But there was so much that went on and so much I didn't do for a lot of years. And now I just go and do what I want to go and do without being encumbered by anyone that tells me I can't do it.
Give us three top reasons why a person should be involved, you feel, or why this is a great industry to be involved in network marketing.
Oh, our industry is incredible. I think maybe the personal growth would just be so huge. The money is a good thing. You know, you can, some people say that in the Bible it says the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, it's not loving the money, but I can help a lot more people if I have money than if I don't have
That's
money.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And, and the friends, the people that you meet in this kind of business, and you just grow yourself tremendously. And I think that is a big aha moment for me, is when I realized that I was participating in some other people's professional growth because they knew me from Arbonne and I knew them, and that we met. And because we met, their lives have changed. And one of the biggest thrills was when one of the husbands said, "You have changed my family forever."
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Just
wow.
Because I opened my mouth and talked about my business, and his wife was smart enough to grab hold of it. Because not everybody's going to grab hold of it, see? But how cool is that? And, you know, it's a great business. What a great way to make a living. On the front end, you might not feel like you're paid enough. And on the back end, I look at it and I go, gosh, I'm not worth all this.
You feel like you need to go do some more work. I know it's plenty of people on the line say, "Well, give me some."
I know. And there's always something you can do with your money. I mean, you and I know that there's always something, and you want to be a good steward of it. And my kids, I want them to have what they can have, but I want them to work for it. That's just the way that I was brought up, and I just think it's important to do that.
Why is it important for us to teach our children that?
Well, if we don't, they just grow up to be brats, you know, and thinking that the world owes them a living, and the entitlement mentality. And it's like, I don't want anybody to give me anything. I want to work for every single thing. And I feel like I have worked for every single thing. When I was 16 years old, I started working, and I was at Woolworths downtown. And the first day. Yeah, Woolworths. Yeah, it is no more. But, I mean, it's down on Fifth Avenue many years ago. And so and I was, the first day they put me up in the attic area to do inventory where there was no air conditioning. And there was a box of rubber bands opened. And I thought I had to count every rubber band. And I did. I wasn't going to shortchange it one bit. And I look back on that now and I thought, now, time-wise, they would have rather me said, okay, there's 125 rubber bands here, rather than me sit there and count them all. But, I mean, I was so conscientious, I wanted to do it right.
Do you notice that people are as conscientious today or as then? Is it something that you think we can do to encourage people to think more like that today?
Well, I don't know how smart that was, really. You know, it wasn't as efficient. But Do I think that?
I mean, just that, having the attitude of
wanting to do
wanting to do your best and having a sense of drive, and it seems to me like people have kind of given in to everything that's happened. Not saying that real lives haven't changed. I mean, I know personally, we all have had to reinvent in some way or another, but it just seems like our teeth, like a lion is missing some teeth now. It's like we're afraid to be strong.
And
we've
that's
just
probably very
so
true for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lion missing some teeth. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, there are people that really are very driven. And so much is personality, I think.
Okay.
But you can develop a lot of that, and a lot could be circumstances of what's happening in your world, whether it's a divorce, whether it's a sick parent. You know, there just are all kind of things that keep people from being their personal best at a certain period in their life. But I think that I have decided that when I'm talking to somebody, I want to know a successful moment and see what they tell me about. You know, if I say, tell me about a successful moment that you had. And if they have not had any successful moments, or in high school they didn't have any successful moments, or, I always say I'm looking for somebody that's had a lemonade stand because that showed they were an entrepreneur from the very beginning. So they just, a lot of people don't have the desire. Their desires may be in other things, or they don't have the stick-to-itiveness. A lot of people just have always quit everything they've touched. And, I just feel like I have been so blessed to have the drive that I have. I guess I'm saying I like me, Deborah.
Well, you should, because you're a lovely person, Carol. Now, please, we want to thank you so much for your time, and we held you a little longer. We our special guest, other guest, Lisa Nicole Cloud, had a something come up to alter. We know how life is, and so we'll certainly have her on another time. So we had the privilege of hearing you a little longer, which is great. Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. But quickly here, give everybody your contact information so that they can definitely stay in contact with you.
All right. Thank you. It's Carol Waugh, and that's spelled W-A-U-G-H. My email address is carol@carolwaugh.com, and that's W-A-U-G-H. Website is under construction again. You know how you can, it's so hard to keep up. So anyway, my guy's working on it,
job.
So I don't even know what's on it right now. But a phone number, a direct phone number, would be 615-330-2598. And I'd love
to
hear
from
people. And
you're on Facebook, too. I know you're
on
Facebook.
Right, I'm on Facebook. And so befriend me for sure, and let's sort of see what's going on. I mean, I've always got something going on, and I think that's a good thing because, I mean, I said when I leave this world, I want to leave just worn out.
That's right. Well, we know that you are because you are putting everything into everything for sure. Well, thank you so much, Carol Waugh. Again, you can tune in to this show if you just caught it. You can always go back and listen to it on the archives at the link here, or just go to Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's SISTAS Radio.com. Also go to Wealthy Direct Sales Women, and you'll see Ms. Carol Waugh there. Click on her name, and you can purchase the book. It'll be available the first of next year. Once again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to shift gears now to our last segment of our Wealthy Sister Spotlight featuring Ms. Teresa Cloud Nelson. She's a self-care and effective living specialist, and you can find her at teresacloudeagle.com and www.divineessentials.com. So tune in. She's got some great tips for us today.
Are important for self-care, and to eliminate some of the stress.
Right.
And with that stress, we know how it breaks down our immune system, and a lot of our diseases is what I like to call it, and imbalances, they come as a result of the stress buildup in our lives because our bodies don't have the immunity to fight against it because we're not giving them, you know, giving our bodies the opportunity to rejuvenate.
Right, right. And you obviously, with your line of aromatherapy products, you have something that can affect or help us, even with your effective living tools. Can you tell us about them, please?
Yes, the effective living tools are tools that I've developed in my own way to help live more authentically and just be more of who you really are, such as The tools focus on prayer and that being a living seed. So we share what prayer, what our understanding of prayer is. We talk about meditation and help people to learn that discipline of meditation. We have a few CDs on that. We focus on our thoughts and our the words of using words of compassion and the power of forgiveness. I have a couple of books, The Importance, well, What It Takes to Nurture Your Soul, The Importance of Self-Care, and most recently, Tools for Effective Living, A Guide for a Purpose-Filled Life. And in those books, I share on those two topics to help people to learn how to do those things themselves, how our thoughts affect what it is that manifests in our lives, how our words help to bring that thought into manifestation as well through the power. Forgiveness is a big thing because people think that they're forgiving the person, that it's benefiting the person who you are forgiving, but it truly is benefiting them because it is allowing you, them, the person, to let go of whatever ill that other person, the culprit, or perpetrator, if you will, initiated on you. It's not about totally forgiving that other person, but releasing it from your body so that it can, you know, go about in a healthy state. Because that forgiveness festers like a sore, and becomes your body becomes infected with it, and then illness comes as a result of that. So we're really about giving people tools that they can apply in their everyday life to live a better, more harmonious existence here upon the earth.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, your name has a Native American component. Can you tell us about that? I cannot wait to hear this.
Well, first of all, I do want to say that Native American is a large part of my heritage.
Yes.
And so I remember when I was first coming out into this holistic world as an adult, I was in an environment where, you know, people were grasping on to Native American and, you know, 1/8, 1/16, whatever it was. And I remember asking.
Indian in my blood. We used to say that growing up.
Yeah. And as I saw this, I just asked, you know, God, the divine, you know, I want to, if I learn anything, I want to learn from authentic, you know, Native Americans or Indians,
correct,
I think I said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was, I did a magazine, and it was a holistic and inspirational magazine, and one of my authors was having a commencement ceremony for a class of students that she had just taught. And in going to that event, all participants were asked to, you know, pay attention to the animals, the birds that came into your environment, came to your awareness in your daily life. Mm. And so at the time, I walked a labyrinth. And at the end of that labyrinth, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me, now soar, eagle. And so eagle became what was most prevalent in my life. Everywhere I looked, I saw an eagle. We have a home here in Florida, and the first time being there, an eagle flew over the house even. And so as I went to this commencement ceremony, we had a moonlight ceremony as part of it because it incorporated American Indian rituals. And during this moonlight ceremony, the elder and medicine woman of the Esau tribe of West Virginia, who also became a mentor of mine, gave us names. The divine touched her. So through the divine connection that she had, she named each of us. And so mine became Cloud Eagle. And I didn't use it right away because I had to get used to it. It's like, wow, this is really different.
Right.
But as it sat on my spirit for a year, and then it was just like, boom, I need to use this name. And hence I've been calling myself Teresa Cloud Eagle in my business world particularly. And as I go through things, and I honor that because it was given to me by God, and it has a certain power that I feel and a connection for me that that I just can't let it go. I just, you know, can't stop using it.
You should.
You know,
you should. So. It's power. Everything is in a name, and eagle, we all know, is a powerful name. It's a powerful bird, and when we look at the analogies of an eagle and yourself and how you've been able to laser beam focus and rise above and to bring such great products at the Divine Essentials Aromatherapy and the effective tools that you have with your business as well. You have really, really added a whole lot to our world, and we want to say thank you for that. And here, as we close, please give everyone your contact information so that they can get some of this fabulous product, this citrus ginger hand scrub. I'm telling you, you need to go and get that right now. Right now. Can I put it on? You can put it on your feet as well? Is that?
Well, there, I have another product that goes on the feet, which is, but you can put it on your feet if you so desire. People use the products in ways that I hadn't even anticipated or thought of. And I do want to mention that the products are handcrafted, and
yes.
I use medicinal grade aroma essential oils in all of the aromatherapy products, and it, you know, it helps to heal and bring balance.
Yeah.
But my website is teresacloudeagle.com. You can get to Divine Essentials that way, or we do have the Divine Essential website, divine-essentials.com. So divine-essentials.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Teresa is Theresa.
Yes, Cloud, C-L-O-U-D, Eagle, EAGLE.com.
.com. Well, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful, special, special feature with our spotlight interview with Miss Teresa Cloud Eagle Nelson of Divine Essentials Aromatherapy. Thank you again, and continue to soar on, Eagle. We look forward to more, I mean, just continued blessings upon you and your family. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. That was Miss Teresa. So definitely go by her website. Visit her at teresacloudeagle.com or divine-essentials.com. Excuse me. And she's at 614-476-8680. Well, again, we want to thank you for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters today. Stay tuned for next week. We'll have another fabulous show as we continue with our series on wealthy direct sales women. We'll be interviewing none other than the fabulous, fabulous Sharice Richards from Five Links, and also Miss Janelle Vachon from the fabulous healthy chocolate company. So we've got a great show for you planned. And we just, again, want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. And remember to keep that expectancy level on high. Wishing you and your family the best of everything great. Take care, and we will see you next week.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by The Professional Black Woman. turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysistas.com. That's www.wealthysistas.com.